It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Monday, January 25th, 2021. Today we're going to talk about additional closures of fish processing plants in Alaska. Last week I told you about Trident Seafoods, the nation's biggest supplier, shutting down plants in Alaska. Now another plant has shut down, and the effect on fishermen who sell their fish to these plants is big. So let me read a little bit of this article to you. It's from Alaska Public Media. A third seafood processing plant has shut down in the Aleutian Islands amid a COVID-19 outbreak, threatening to further derail lucrative winter fisheries in the region. In the Aleutian port town of Unalaska, at least five local boats are stuck at the dock with nowhere to deliver their cod after the shutdown of the Alaska Seafoods processing plant, according to a crew member on one of them, Tacho Camacho Castillo. Alaska closed its plant Friday based on a cluster of positive cases identified through surveillance testing, the city of Unalaska said in a prepared statement. Here's a quote from Camacho Castillo, a crew member on the 58-foot Lucky Island. He said, quote, "There's 2 days and this fish starts to spoil. Am I going to be throwing out fish into the ocean? It's going to break my heart for real if I throw all this fish away," unquote. The plant closures are setting off a scramble among fishermen, industry leaders, and political officials involved in the Bering Sea cod, crab, and pollock fisheries, which are worth more than $1 billion and support thousands of jobs. If the outbreaks can be brought under control over the next few weeks and the winter A-season pollock fishery can continue, the impacts shouldn't be too great, said Brent Payne, executive director of United Catcher Boats, whose members fish for Bering Sea cod and pollock. But extended closures would be costly and much more disruptive, he added. Pollock trawlers, he noted, have a limited window to catch the fish when they hold valuable roe, which is ultimately sold to Asian markets. Payne said in a phone interview Saturday, quote, "We've got some pretty serious problems to solve here. The further into the A season we go, if we don't have processor capacity, we will have less opportunity to solve the problem." Last winter, the Bering Sea fisheries largely dodged the COVID-19 pandemic, which didn't take hold until after companies had flown in hundreds of seasonal processing workers to the Aleutian Islands. But this year, the virus is far more widespread in the U.S. and appears to be posing a greater challenge to seafood companies. The Alaska plant was the third to announce a COVID-19-related shutdown this month. Its owner, Westward Seafoods, did not respond to a request for comment. And neither it nor Unalaska city officials have said how many workers tested positive. Earlier in the week, industry heavyweight Trident Seafoods announced an outbreak at its huge remote plant on the Aleutian island of Akatan, some 35 miles northwest of Unalaska. The company said it would close for 3 weeks, and several days after its initial announcement, bad weather had thwarted its efforts to bring in enough supplies for mass testing of its 700-person Akatan workforce. In the Aleutian fishing hub of Unalaska, the largest processing plant in town, owned by Unisea, has been shut down for nearly 3 weeks amid a COVID-19 outbreak, although company officials say they think the virus is under control and that they hope to reopen soon. The closures are a problem not just for fishermen's livelihoods, but for the economy of Unalaska and its municipal government, which derives more than a third of its general fund revenue from the fishing industry. Here's a quote from Unalaska City Manager Aaron Reinders. Quote, "The city is certainly concerned not only for the health of the individuals who this is directly impacting, but also the health and livelihood of many individuals working here and the economy as a whole. This is the major driving force of the city's revenues," unquote. Reinders said she's asked Unalaska's finance director to analyze how the closures will affect the city's revenue, but added that there are still many unknowns. "It certainly reminds us of the importance of working towards diversifying the economy," Reinders said. "We've always talked about that. If anything happened in this fishing industry, that would be a significant impact on us," unquote. Only two plants remain operational on the island. One is Westward's other processing facility, and the other is Icicle Seafood's floating Northern Victor plant, a 380-foot vessel docked permanently on Unalaska's spit. Many boats associated with the closed plants are waiting to start fishing until the plants reopen, but some are in limbo, like the Unalaska-based Lucky Island with its load of cod that Camacho Castillo, the crew member, said is worth five figures or at least $10,000. I know that's not a lot to big boats, but for a mom-and-pop shop here in town, that's a huge smack in the face, said Camacho Castillo, who works on the boat with his brother and cousin. While fishing late Thursday, the Lucky Island got a call informing them that Aliesca's plant was shutting down and that they couldn't deliver their cod there. Diego Castillo, the Lucky Island's captain, said they were told to deliver to the still-functioning plant operated by Westward, Aliesca's parent company. But Westward told the crew that the plant was too busy processing crab and that the Lucky Island would have to wait. While the federal cod fishing season has already wrapped up for boats 60 feet and over, it's not yet over for smaller boats like Castillo's. But the fishery is competitive and the window is short, and waiting to deliver their catch, quote, throws a wrench in the operations, unquote. We've got to get out there when the weather permits, and being stuck here in line to offload behind big crabbers, which take a whole day or a couple of days sometimes, depending on the load, it's just frustrating. We've got bills to pay, Castillo said. In the Derby-style cod fishery, boats like Castillo's compete to catch as many pounds as they can before hitting a fleet-wide limit. But the lucrative pollock fishery is different. Boats form cooperative groups that each have their own quota, allowing them to fish at their own pace. That structure removes some of the pressure from companies and boats during the plant closures, but the longer the shutdowns continue and the season is delayed, the bigger the problem, said Payne, who works with the industry trade group. Companies are currently exploring whether it's possible to loosen regulations that restrict how much fish boats can deliver to a plant that's outside their cooperative group, Payne said. This is a huge challenge, he added, but I think people are looking at finding ways toward solutions. And that was a story from Alaska Public Media published on Friday. The reporters on that story are Hope McKenney and Nat Hertz. You can find the story on the public radio station website, KUCB.org, which calls itself Your Voice in the Aleutians. So, boy, this story is another example of how everything is connected, even in a pandemic where we may feel isolated as individuals. This may be happening relatively far away from us geographically, but is affecting us here. Our fishing community here in the Pacific Northwest has close ties to Alaska fisheries in terms of employment for area fishermen who are currently working in Alaska, and even our food supply, because so much of our seafood comes from Alaska. We wish them a quick resolution to this difficult problem and some way around the bottleneck that could cause boats like the one in this story to dump their catch into the ocean and lose all that revenue and time spent in the limited window of opportunity to fish. Not to mention the fact that they have gone out in the worst weather of the season and risked their lives to get that catch. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.